Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the tools, wisdoms, and insights for purpose and personal empowerment, and of course, having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, so let's get into it. This is episode 23, 5 ways to turn anxiety into answers. Now, anxiety is a subject that has been in the news or in the external media and on social media quite a lot in the last decade. And I think a lot of it is stemming from this huge shift that we're all undergoing globally, and we're moving from the old paradigm and the old ways that the humanity has been living into the new ones. Now, of course, this transition period has a lot of uncertainty. So I'm going to go to number one and say the state of anxiety. What does it mean? Well, generally speaking, when we're feeling anxious, we are endorsing a state of limited consciousness. Now, this isn't right, this isn't wrong, this is part of ourselves, all right? And it's that sense, shall we say, that something is lacking in our life, we're worried, we're trying to control the unknown, and it is incredibly likely, all right, that we're actually in our heads, in the office of the mind, talking to our limited self. So what do I mean by limited self? Well, limited self is the part of us that actually doesn't really like change. Okay, it's got lots of ideas and projections about what change could actually be, but generally it stays and lives exclusively inside the cube. So it's not really interested in exploring or experiencing or testing some of its theories about how things could change. So what it has a tendency to do is focus on the aspects aren't changing, or drag us into our mind and then start telling us all the reasons that we should worry about the world outside the cube. All right, because there's not enough out there, we're going to have to fight, there's a huge amount of competition. Like I said, constantly reinforcing the lack of, the loss, the control, and all of the potential worries about how we can control the unknown. So for me, number one is, quite frankly, being in the office of your mind with your limited self is not going to get you answers. So if you want to turn anxiety into the answers that you're seeking, then you do need to get outside the cube and embrace authentic change. Now, I'm the first to say that when we need to focus energy, we need to come out with practical solutions, administrate our life, then of course we need to be in our mind to focus that energy into form. But when we want answers, then we need to go to our heart center. Now, what can happen with the state of anxiety is it gets married with a lot of habitual thinking. So the way we think during the day, the sort of ponderance and general meandering through our thoughts, which the limited self can easily attempt to control. So if you find yourself saying, oh, I'm trying, realise that trying is your limited self's version of creating. All right, trying is being in your head, rushing around the cube, all right, trying to find answers in every corner, in every nook and every cranny. But actually, you don't really have the energy to take that first step to move into what is going to be the expansion and the alternatives that are going to create your answer. So my first thing is, please don't get stuck reinforcing the state of anxiety by being in your head, all right? Use your incredible, potent capability called your free will and choose to leave your mind, all right? Leave all those inner mutterings and destructive tendencies and move into your heart space. Okay, so number two, why are you going to your heart space? Well, the heart is our portal of infinite potentiality, infinite energy, and it's the place where we can download all the answers and be in that glorious, beautiful energy that is our natural connection to all dimensions of ourselves and that is supporting and energizing and co-creating with us our life. So if you're in anxiety, you're going to be in lack, all right? You're not going to be sitting in the heart space in that glorious energy going, wow, lack is actually a fib, all right? Lack's a lie. I am in my heart center and I am feeling the benefit of my infinite connection. It's infinite potentiality. Of course, I've got to do some work to turn that into understanding the alternatives, understanding the answers that can support me in making self-loving and prosperous steps forward. So I do need to be here in order to energize what I want to transform. Now, in the state of anxiety in your head, there's not that much energy to help you with those alternatives. So number two is command your free will, all right, from number one, and move into your heart space and start realizing your heart-mind alignment. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the heart-mind alignment is about getting the questions, all right, and then turning those questions into practical solutions and also emotionally supportive and generally fulfilling alternatives. So we get in our heart, we step into that infinite flow of energy, and then we say, yeah, we can download some imagination, some intuitive nature, understand how we're going to feel when we create what we truly want. And also, if we don't know what we want, we can be in that space going, what's the answer to my current anxiety? How can I change that? How can I dissolve that and use the energy in a more supportive and self-loving construct? So it's all about being in your heart and recognizing that, yes, your mind can have a lot of questions, but the heart is the energy that's going to build your answers. So it's really important to choose consciously to align with your heart center and say, okay, universe, I'm aligning. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I am downloading the cosmic nudges, the magic, the natural connection that's mine, and I am bathing in it. I am using it. I am aligning with it so that I can actually channel that energy into some really beautiful answers and fulfilling opportunities. So your heart-mind alignment then functions because now you've got your sketch, you've got your imagination, your innovation, that next step, that leap of faith you want to take. Well, then you can take that back to your mind and administrate it in a form sense. So pop the logistics, the practicalities into the equation and then get on with the physical action. Okay, so getting out of anxiety, it is vital to engage your heart. Yes, it is an unknown space, but it is an unknown space designed for you, by you, and supportive of all the dimensions of yourself. So your heart is that huge, what we say, creative fuel station in the sky, all right? And it is saying, just plug in, connect consciously, make the effort to be in this flow. And then you're not going to feel drained. You're not going to feel exhausted. You're not going to feel anxious because you're going to realize there is an unlimited flow of energy. Yes, it might be immaterial, but it's there, okay? And that's the key. Now, number three, what does the heart do? The heart actually supports us in responding. What does the mind do? Well, if our limited self gets hold of us and we get into worry and lack and loss and the fear of the unknown, then the limited self is actually going to react. All right. Now, reaction often creates polarizing. All right. And it again drains our energy or takes us out of balance and we do not use our energy efficiently. So the key with responsibility is the heart responds, all right? So when we respond, we can be responsible. So the key thing with number three is to recognise that when we are responsible, we are responding to that unique and magical creative connection that we have. And we are saying, right then, let's make a sketch. Let's really invest in how I want to feel. How is this energy going to fulfill my life? And to begin creating the dream, creating the investment in your own energy, in yourself, and to move that into a place where you can then, as I said, deliver it to the mind and go, right, that's the sketch, that's the answer, let's move ahead and administrate in the practical. Okay, number four. One of the biggest things is once we take responsibility, of course, our limited self isn't crash hot and isn't very happy about that because it's jealous because we went into our heart center and we fueled what we truly believe in. And we're at the next stage of showing ourselves, first and foremost, how brilliant we can be when we co-create with our natural infinite connection. So the limited self doesn't like that, not so much, and it wants basically for us to get back in the mind and to get into a space where it can have some of that beautiful energy connection and use it for itself. Now, when it does that, I call it sort of like ego hijacking, all right? What will be accompanied by that is generally the feeling that we're kind of a little bit under attack or that we have to suddenly justify what we're doing or suddenly getting into a little bit of an anxiety space about whether we're good enough. And of course, the inner critic combines with the limited self and that voice starts saying, you sure? Do you know what you're doing? And before we know it, the energy starts draining away to the limited self. So the key with turning anxiety into answers is just when you get responsibility, when you get commitment in your heart, and then you return to administrate that in the practical, do not listen to the critical aspects. Now, I don't mean conscious commentaries like being self-honest or going, hey, is it, you know, going to be a bit more balanced to do it this way rather than that way? I'm not talking about conscious and supportive discussions. I'm talking about out and out self-criticism and feeling that you have to fight, all right, yourself inside to get the job done. So forget about those dialogues, forget about those conversations, don't have them, all right? Don't choose to argue with yourself, don't choose to fight within yourself, all right? So keep your vibration high, keep your focus on what you want to deliver in the practical, write your lists, and again, the power of the mind is to administrate your world, all right? Your consciousness and your ability to create is in your heart center, all right? That's going to keep you in a high vibration, enthusiastic, aligned, and without stress. So you're fueling your answers, you're fueling your alternatives, and you're simply administrating them in your mind. Okay. Alrighty, my last point today is you can have anxiety about the future. You can also have anxiety about the past. So how do we deal with that? Well, anxiety in the future is generally about the attempt to control the future. All right, make the future meet our expectations, for example. Make the future conform to what we want rather than see that the future is simply a flow of abundant and unlimited energy. So the key with looking at the future is basically to be in the now in your heart and to say, I am choosing to align with the energies in perfect ways. And in so doing, you are harnessing how the creative process is going to happen. Now, if you're going to do that, you moving into the future, you need to simply allow yourself to be now and realize you're magnetizing that future. And you need to focus on the qualities you want and the way that you want to feel when you're creating, rather than being anxious or worrying about the future and spilling your energy out in that direction. When you're anxious about the past, it's the same thing, but you do need to identify what is the element, what is the action, the thought, the incident, how you felt in the past that is causing that anxiety. And again, you're going to bring that into your heart center to rebalance, to forgive, to forget, to dissolve, and to turn into a supportive opportunity for yourself. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you at episode 24. Thank you very much.